You're listening to SBS News.
Western Australia's wheat belt is a long way from Zimbabwe. But when Terry Alderdice had his farm seized by groups connected to the ruling government, he said he had no choice but to flee Zimbabwe and move to Australia.
So we had gangs of up to 30, 40 people coming, surrounding a homestead at night, lighting fires, running around, throwing rocks. They had pangas and things. They coerced a lot of the local population through intimidation, a lot through bribery, to come onto the farms and take whatever was there. But they didn't just want the land, they wanted the farmhouses, they wanted the infrastructure.
In the early 2000s, President Robert Mugabe fulfilled a pledge to seize land owned by white farmers and redistribute it back to the black majority. Like Terry, David Stead was among the thousands forced off the land.
On my wife's birthday, actually, in 2004, we were thrown off at gunpoint and, threatened with our lives. You had to have certain political contacts in order to remain doing what you were doing. I even met with Mugabe's sister because she was, very influential in the province where we were farming. But it all eventually came to no end.
Around the world, opinions on Robert Mugabe's legacy have been divided since his death in a hospital in Singapore a week ago. Between 2001 and 2011, the number of Zimbabweans migrating to Australia tripled to more than 30,000, driven mainly by white farmers fleeing land seizures and later by Zimbabweans of Indigenous Shona and Ndebele heritage. The expat community in Australia now is a diverse mix of ancestries and political views. The death of Robert Mugabe has many wondering about the future of the country they left behind. Tinashe Junker was born in Zimbabwe and is now completing her PhD in political science at a West Australian university.
I think it's certainly important to acknowledge the kinds of human rights violations and abuses of power that the country has experienced and did experience under his leadership. At the same time, as it's also important to acknowledge the positive contributions as well.
Ms. Junker says the ongoing challenges to Zimbabwe's currency and food supply are not the fault of one man.
I do think it's expedient in terms of a narrative around, failed leadership as being the cause of the challenges facing countries such as Zimbabwe. So if you can say the issue and the problem in Zimbabwe was Mugabe himself, then presumably the solution to addressing the challenges facing the country is a new president. I think a lot of Zimbabweans are noticing and are realizing now that that's not necessarily the case.
But others, like Terry Alderdice, remember the treatment not just of white farmers, but of black dissidents and opposition supporters.
Even now, since the death of Robert Mugabe, in the newspapers, there's accolades going through. People are still not calling him out for what he was. He never faced the music for his actions.
A polarising legacy in life and death. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.